The Excelsior Club, Charlotte's first African-American-owned club, is officially in foreclosure. It opened in 1944. At one point in its history, it was a center for African-American social and political activity on Charlotte's west side. Today, surrounded by family and community leaders, James Ferguson, the club's owner for the last 10 years, read a prepared statement outside the club. He took no questions. The Excelsior closed in June for renovations. Ferguson said the challenges of those upgrades proved too great.
With our doors closed, we were unable to meet the club's financial obligations, including mortgages, taxes, and other obligations that we expected to meet.
Carla Cunningham, a representative in the North Carolina State House and widow of Pete Cunningham, a former owner of the Excelsior Club, has initiated foreclosure proceedings. She holds the mortgage to the club. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia was at the press conference today. She spoke with Ken Kuntz, who owned the club for 3 years. During that time, he worked to secure its status as a local historic landmark. D'Elia began by asking him what the Excelsior Club means to Charlottians.
It means different things to different people. If you're an old-line Charlottian, meaning you've been here prior to 1990, you probably know a little something about the Excelsior Club. And if you were here prior to 1984, when I bought the club, you knew a lot about the Excelsior Club and its value to the community. Post-1990, it probably hasn't meant as much to as many people as it did beforehand. That's just simply because of the dynamics of the population. That's it.
Yeah. What does it mean to you personally?
Personally, it means to me, its significance was what it stood for, how it provided opportunities for people, and especially African Americans who were locked out of the greater majority opportunities. And to me, the history is so significant. And those who don't know their history are destined generally to repeat it. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who have come in who really don't know a lot of the history of this community. And I see it on a daily basis of people going down the same road that they really wouldn't have to and shouldn't have to go.
What do you think went wrong? I mean, why do you think it didn't stay open?
Socioeconomic changes. The socioeconomic folk, level of folk, were all black who started and supported the Excelsior Club in its early days. Right through that 40th year, they were still supportive. And then after about 1987, 88, 89, and certainly by 1990, the demographic changed drastically. And that socioeconomic group, black, that were a part of the early days of the Excelsior Club, that same commensurate level of people don't come to places like the Excelsior Club. Or they don't come to the Excelsior Club, period. They like to go give the money to the white people, and places that got them to where they are ain't good enough for them anymore. So a good bit of it was socioeconomic and the dynamics of the landscape.
What do you hope happens to it?
I hope it's saved. I have my own vision as to how it could be, but I ain't telling you. This is a for-profit venture, and folks want to treat it like it's a non-profit entity. It ain't. And unless somebody comes up with a model that's going to make it a profitable venture, then they're just, as we like to say sometimes, pissing in the wind.
If the Excelsior Club never opens again, what does Charlotte lose?
I would like to say it probably loses, if I can put it in the context of a human body. To me, they will have lost the heart.